You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is extra special importance to this Martin Luther King Day in Ypsilanti. Remarkably, it was 150 years ago on this day that abolitionist and orator Frederick Douglass spoke in Ypsilanti, one of three visits he made to the town. Today, Ypsilanti High School students are marking both MLK Day and the Douglass visit with a silent march to the site of the speech that happened in 1867 and also by opening an art exhibit. Here with us now, Lynn Settles, who teaches art at Ypsilanti High School, and student Christy Witkowski, who is a 12th grader. Welcome to both of you. So good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Lynn, tell us, why did Frederick Douglass visit Ypsilanti on this day in 1867? What do we know about it?
Well, from my understanding is that he was on a tour of this part of the state. So Ypsilanti happened to be one of the stops. He was also in Ohio and some other communities in this area. The research is still out as to why he chose Ypsilanti as opposed to mother cities.
And here we are, you think about this date in 1867, less than 2 years past the end of the Civil War, and his speech that day was titled The Perils to the Republic. What did he say that day?
He had so much to say. One of the things that we found that was really important is there was a paragraph in the speech that rings important and the same for today. The struggles of equality, the struggles of free speech, some of the political turmoil that we're going through right now were some of the things that they were struggling with then.
So where did the idea of today's silent march and also the art exhibit, where did those germs of the idea come from?
Most of it came from the students. So after the election results, I came to school and I had a bunch of blank faces and sad faces, a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, a lot of fear. So what I did was I gave them art supplies, pencil, paper, crayons, markers, scissors, glue, magazines, and allowed them to make these little mini small posters about how they were feeling. And just as they said, anger, fear. And so I shared them with a colleague of mine over at U of M. He took the pictures over to his students. He said, they're feeling the same way. We came back together, had a big group meeting with the students. They said, you know, Ms. Settles, you're always telling us that art is a form of communications. Well, I know we're not 18 yet, but we would like our voices heard. And that was sort of the beginning of it. They decided for the silent march. They decided to do the posters.
Christy, what did you feel that you and the other marchers were saying by your presence and also the posters you carried?
I definitely think it was just about peace, equality, and justice, and all of us coming together to support that. Because even with the posters we made about the election, showing how angry we didn't really have to speak to show what we felt. And I think that's why we also chose to be silent during this march, because it just means like everyone coming together can have one voice, and a bundle of sticks is harder to break than just one stick.
When you think about a speech that happened 150 years ago, or even for that matter, Dr. King, because it's been nearly 49 years since he was assassinated. That's a long time for someone who's a 12th grader. What has this process of exploring your feelings through art done to kind of connect you with these events from the past?
It's just empowering to be able to be doing something about this at 17, 18, even people younger who are like 14, 15 who've joined in on this. And I think it's made an impact on a lot of people's lives, because even the younger generation, we'd always see like the college kids or the adults doing something or hearing about Martin Luther King or Frederick Douglass or many other people in history. And now we're realizing we actually can put our foot down and stand for what we believe.
And so the march took you actually to the spot where Frederick Douglass spoke, which is, you know, quite stupendous to think on this Martin Luther King Day that that was the same day. But talk to us a little about the art. I understand, I know, Christy, you worked on, there's a life-size paper mache statue of Frederick Douglass?
Yeah, me and a group of peers at school actually worked on this statue of Frederick Douglass. It's 6 feet. It's paper mache. We had sculpted it out of clay first, and then we plastered it, and then covered it in newspaper and pulled off the cast, and I made some prosthetics for his face and like made a wig and did some makeup, and we had an actor come. And well, actually the students read the speech. We thought it'd be very empowering to have the students be able to say that.
So he is speaking. The statue is
speaking for 24 hours until the end of this month. Mm-hmm. So it's set up in the front of the gallery space. You can't go inside, but the statue is right in front of the glass door.
And where is that?
Yes Gallery, which is at 8 North Washington Street in Ypsilanti. You can walk past there and you can actually see, it looks like a hologram of Frederick Douglass. And the voices that you hear are the students.
What role, and do you think art is going to play in President Donald Trump's America?
Well, art's going to be the voice of the people. It's definitely going to be the voice of a lot of people. Even just coming here, we saw other protest marches going on and signs. And I know within the arts community, within IPSC and Ann Arbor, a lot of artists are getting together and using art as a way to express how they're feeling right now. And so my expectations are that that's going to keep going.
Yeah, I definitely think Trump also acts dangerously on impulse and doesn't like to let people speak and say what they want to. So I think art definitely disturbs reality a bit for most people, and I think it will hopefully disturb some people's thinking and make them reevaluate life and like where they're at right now and what they stand for.
How long will the exhibit run, and where can people go?
Two locations. We have the Yes Gallery, which is on 8 North Washington Street. Frederick Douglass speaking will be going on 24 hours into the 27th of this month. And then right next door, almost directly, at Go Ice Cream, the students have a photography exhibit up. And that will be open from like 9 to 5, the same hours that Go Ice Cream is open.
Lynn Settles, who teaches art at Ypsilanti High School, and 12th grader Christy Witkowski, talking to us about today's Silent March and the art exhibit commemorating the 150th anniversary of an Ypsilanti speech given by Frederick Douglass and, of course, honoring Martin Luther King on his day. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.